The World Show with Nikki B.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And now I've got my next special guest in the studio. He's a musician. He's a promoter. He's a man who has headed different festivals. And now he is Mr. WOMAD SA. Mr. WOMAD South Africa, Dan Chapoli, welcome to the World Show.
Hello, Nikki.
Yes, good to have
you
here, Dan.
Lovely to be here. Always love to be with you. Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
you.
And I'm sorry I had to come because that was brilliant. That was really great. All the Musganda stuff. I love that. You know, I grew up with that in KZN.
Yes.
You know,
so myself included.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yes. And it's so good. You know, as I was saying with our chat, it's so good to see this people just responding to this music, which I think for a really long time had kind of, it just wasn't hip enough.
Yep, people. That's right.
Know, it was this, and now...
Yeah.
You know, the response has just been amazing.
Yeah, we've got to get this onto the world stage. That's the next step, you know.
Yes.
We've got to export it. Like Iskatimia, you know, Iskatimia fell away. Exactly. Thank God Mambazo are still flying the flag, but it's fallen away amongst the younger generation.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to hear that Musgandi groove.
Yes.
Gee. Yeah.
And even one of the trio is a young man. And so it's so nice to see this taken into the next generation.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But talk about... so-called world music. You know, it's quite a, so-called world music and WOMAD. I mean, I remember, Dan, when world music first got its title, world music, and, you know, there was a lot of skepticism about how this is, you know, the Western world has said anything that's not from Europe or the USA is world music. But then I loved it. And then we also had people like Peter Gabriel doing amazing things, both with Real World Records, but also with WOMAD. Tell me a little bit about WOMAD.
Well, you know, my boss, Peter Gabriel, started in 1982.
Sorry, I wouldn't
mind
having a boss like Peter Gabriel.
He's a wonderful guy. He started off in 1982, primarily because he just got bored of the AM, FM music on the Western airwaves, you know, and Peter was always interested predominantly with African rhythms because he was a drummer to start off with, you know, before Genesis.
Yes.
So he loved all the African grooves, but I think he got bored with the prog rock material that he was doing with Genesis, but at the same time he couldn't go fully into the world music universe, you know, and world music is a kind of broad term that doesn't particularly like, you know. And incidentally, one of the reasons why with WOMAD there's no so-called headliners, everybody has the same font. It's because who's to say that somebody who's an amazing artist from Latin America doesn't deserve to be a featured artist in the UK or America or Australia, you know? So that's one of the reasons. And I think also coming back to us, you know, for South Africa, we've got incredible groups from Canada, US, New Zealand, Italy, you know, who are massive in their particular territories, but very few people have heard about them over here. So I think for Peter, it was very much a championing a voyage of experience of other cultures, and I mean, he's proved it with what he's done with Yusuf Ndour, Martel Queens, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he's really walked the talk, so to speak.
How long have WOMAD festivals been happening?
40 years. Can you believe it?
Years.
Yeah, since 1982. The first is 40 years. It's the 40th year anniversary. I know that Peter has had opportunities to sell to big corporate, but he's never ever sold out because he's wanted always to maintain the ethos and the soul of what WOMAD is about. And primarily it's about stimulating the cultural sectors, cultural tourism, identifying young talent to perform in the WOMAD festivals around the world.
Yes.
Yeah. It's about that feeling, that emotion.
Yes, and now WOMAD is back in South Africa. I mean, it was in South Africa some years ago.
Yeah.
And then there was a break.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's happening now and when.
Well, it was 1998, 1999. Yeah, I lost a lot of money and a wife, actually, at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, you know.
The things we do for music.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, basically, we just ran out of money, you know. We were promised sponsorship, and I think ultimately we were probably ahead of our time for South Africa, ironically, as it sits, you know, with our fight for liberation and freedom. It probably was that, you know. So I've been incredibly fortunate performing on WOMAD festivals around the world and become very friendly and close to the WOMAD family, you know, who are all really down to earth, no ego, really nice people, you know. So I'm incredibly privileged to be asked to expand the WOMAD territory in sub-Saharan Africa, starting off in South Africa.
Fantastic. Yeah. So now it's happening in Joburg. Actually, not just in Joburg. You tell us what's happening in the next couple of weeks.
One of the reasons post-COVID, you know, the whole entertainment scenario has had just an incredible shake-up, you know. So the feeling was rather to reestablish the brand, let's set up a South African safari, which fits into the tourism thing, and which was PG's idea and Chris Smith. And the feeling was to incorporate small boutique concerts as opposed to one festival in one place, you know. Yes. And We approached Cape Town, whom he loves. You know, he's on the Tutu Foundation in Cape Town. He was involved with the elders, with Nelson Mandela. So he's got a very close affinity to Cape Town. And Cape Town opened their doors for us. They were open for business. You know, they loved it. So we start off on the 1st and 2nd this weekend coming, actually.
This coming weekend in Cape Town.
We take over the V&A waterfront. And then we have the community outreach workshops and Langa, Mitchell's Plain, Ocean View, and Khayelitsha.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then we come up to Joburg, where we have a number of workshops in Soweto, performances in Soweto, one on Thursday night, which is a thank you from the Regione Emilia Romana from Italy for the close association that Italians have had with our fight for freedom, which is part of my history, but we won't go there.
So that's happening this Thursday or next Thursday,
the 6th.
The 6th, before the Joburg Festival.
Yeah. And then in the Soweto Theatre on the 7th, there's an intimate concert with Digging Roots, the indigenous Canadian guys, DDAT, who are the Navajo Native Americans, and our own Black Cat Bones in the Soweto Theatre. So that's going to be fun.
Yes.
And then the finale, I don't want to say the big one, it's just the finale with most of those international acts at Patterson Park up the road here in Norwood.
In Norwood, right on the 8th.
On the 8th, Saturday the 8th.
On the 8th. And we're going to be talking a lot about that lineup. But before I go there, there's something, one of the things that is so special that is happening as part of this event on the 8th, you've brought together two of the most iconic South African groups ever. Tell us about this, because I want to play a song.
Oh, yeah. I grew up listening to the Soul Brothers and the African Jazz Pioneers. And, you know, when I ventured into the festival direction promotion side with Awesome Africa, the first band I ever booked was the African Jazz Pioneers. So I've had
And they're celebrating 40 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I had the privilege of being invited by them to produce their 40th year anniversary album, you know, which I've done with the great John Lindemann. And then in discussions with Antos Stella, and this is a funny story because Antos' dad and my dad emigrated from Italy at the same time, and they ended up in the paper mill in Umkamas, which is another studio. Yeah, it's incredible. So, you know, Antos and I said, well, you know, as a touring entity, you know, let's do the African Jazz Pioneers and the Mahotela Queens together. So we've already got them into WOMAD UK for next year.
Fantastic.
So we're trying to set up a European tour around that.
So they will be playing on the 8th at Patterson Park in Norwood as part of WOMAD South Africa. That's like the week after next.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is like
a moment.
And you're
going to be announcing them.
I'm going to be MC. What an honor. Yeah. So here's a song. I'm going to play the song that you have actually produced featuring.
Thank you.
the African jazz pioneers. And just by the way, Dan sent me the final mix. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Day before, I think.
The day before. So there you go. First heard on the World Show.
Exactly.
This is an absolute gem. The Makhotela Queens and the African jazz pioneers. Melodi
Yala.
Thank you. Kaya 959, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? What a track. Beautiful. First heard on the World Show. Makhotela Queens together with the African jazz pioneers. What a version of Melodi Yala, and you can see it live on stage on the 8th. That is the weekend after next at Patterson Park in Norwood as part of the WOMAD Festival. Dan Chaboli with me. Dan, we're running out of time and I wish I had another hour, but tell us about who is coming on the lineup for the Joburg one.
Okay, I've always wanted to work with Trezor. You know, he's an absolute master, and especially what he's done with Drake. I mean, you know, I feel that he's unheralded to a certain degree, and he's an absolute star and a great guy and a gentleman. So we've got Trezor from the DRC, the African Jazz Pioneers, and the Makhotela Queens. The Modernist City Ramblers are doing a collab with Zolani Mahola, ex Freshly Ground,
yes,
you know, to try and get her into the European circuit.
Yes.
Radio Kalahari Orkest, you know, to give it that South African spectrum. And Dad Petlansky, DDAT, the Navajo Native Americans, doing a collaboration with some Soweto rappers as well, which is an album that's gonna be recorded here, in fact, over that time.
In fact, I'm going to play that song next week because we are running out of time.
Sure,
it's really interesting as well. Yeah.
There's a First Nations Indigenous focus, and that's going to be permeating through all the WOMADs from next year going on. And one of the amazing groups is a group called Digging Roots from the Northwestern Territory of Batchewan in Canada.
Yes.
They're great. Esinam, doing a collab with Sibusile Gaba. Great Latin America, they call her the Kate Bush of Latin America, which is Carla Grunewald. Christina Jacobson is a Texan singer-songwriter. She'll be doing something with Ostebza, and Tabojo Serumedi. Tikitani is a great Maori dub loop artist, and he's working with your recommendation, which is Azar,
yes,
on percussion, and we're going to be recording a session with Azar and some Amapiano guys, so that's going to be really interesting to see. And then we close with Na Palma and Aiden Shen from Brazil.
Na Palma.
So it's a really diverse voyage of discovery.
Yes,
you know?
And Sid actually has been on the World Show, so people know.
Yes, that's right, of course. Yes, of course, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it really is a very, very kind of broad spectrum range.
And it's a very special MC. At the theatre as well.
Yes.
Must I introduce you?
Yeah.
Nikki B.
Oh, I must go and see her. So where can people get tickets?
Quicket.
At Quicket.
Very easy. Quicket.
What is the price?
$220. We try to keep it as low as possible to get that spread. It's an amazing facility, you know, from the city of Joburg. It's a multi-purpose facility in the middle of Norwood, which is close to Houghton, as we all know. And they trying to, you know, launch it basically because they've spent $300 million fixing it up,
And it's beautiful because it's also a beautiful garden.
Yeah, it's got a swimming pool, squash courts, soccer field, five-a-side ground, basketball arena, which we take over, beautiful theater with amazing acoustics, very secure, great parking, and we'd love to get Joburg on board with that.
Fantastic. So WOMAD happening in Joburg, and there'll be more next year, so we're going to have to talk again.
Yeah.
But for now, you've got to be at Patterson Park on the 8th of October. That's coming up the Saturday after next. For WOMAD South Africa, let's gather there and give it a warm welcome, bringing WOMAD back to South Africa. And such incredible artists. But I think we were going to chat next week, but Dan is off to Cape Town, so if you're in Cape Town, make sure you get what is happening this coming weekend in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. And then next week I'll be playing more of the songs because we've run out of time. Yeah. But I am going to end with this artist. You mentioned her. Esinam,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about
originally Esinam. From Ghana, Ghanaian roots, very strong Ghanaian rhythmic roots. Her parents emigrated to Belgium because of kind of refugee status. She's based in Belgium, but she hasn't given up her Ghanaian roots. And she's a loop artist as well. She's a flute and sax player, and she loops herself and sings. Very unique, very unique. And we've... incorporated Sibusele Gabo from yes. Urban Village and his new project as a duo. Hopefully it's a project that we'll record and then try and get that into the European Festival Forum Association.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I think I'm going to end off this feature with a song she's done with Sibusele. I think it was last year in 2021.
Yeah, that's right.
Checked it out. Mm. Esinam, who's going to be performing at WOMAD SA, come to Joburg, Paterson Park, on the 8th. Esinam featuring Sibusele Gabo on this track called Flowing a River, which is on her album, I think, or it was released as a single.
It was a single, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Called Shapes and Twilights of Infinity. Wow. But Dan, thank you for great work.
Thank you, Nikki, thank you. Yeah. I've always really, you know, revered you.
And
I've been listening to you for ages. I would have loved to have recorded everything. You know, I just make a point of listening to you and thank you for your contribution.
Thank you so much. And I'll definitely be playing you more of the songs of the artists that will be featured next week on The World Show. But for now, we've got time for one last song. And of course, my brother George Manyosi is up next with Jazzing It Up. Don't go anywhere because you know it is one of the most delightful, musically delightful shows on air. Whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it Kaya. Here is Esinam. She's going to be here on the 8th. Flowing River featuring Sibusele Gabo.
Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.